This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, June 18th. Okay, folks, I had some semi-panic calls yesterday after the Fed FOMC statement and Kevin Warsh's press conference. And you may know the market had a pretty abrupt sell-off towards the end. And anyway, so I had to tell those panic people that they were actually up for the day, okay? And we are largely immune from whatever people were worried about. Today, obviously, we're very strong. Apple's raising the price of its products because of higher memory costs, and we own stocks like Micron Technology and Seagate Technology, and there's other memory stocks rallying as well, like SanDisk. So we're largely immune from what everybody's worried about. Now, I do want to address this Kevin Warsh thing. First of all, crude oil prices today are lower than before the war with Iran started. So we've erased all the oil price increases. They are going to be rebuilding inventories. They've been depleted. And you're going to get much more oil price relief after Labor Day because worldwide demand drops off. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, the Fed did not say that inflation was transitory, and 19 FOMC members. 9 of the 19 did, on their dot plot, hint at another rate hike. So I've been reading the British press, and the British press says we're gonna raise rates. And that's not true at all. And what's true is that Warsh is trying to take over the Fed from the bottom up. He's starting with the analysts. He's starting with everybody that writes the reports for the Beige Book survey. He's reevaluating how they do everything. Like, is this valid or not? Okay? And we live in a world of where the old Fed used to think of demand push inflation, that as soon as GDP goes up, we get inflation. That's not true, okay? AI doesn't create inflation. It creates productivity gains. So, you know, the other thing is it takes time to build a consensus. Now, they lost Steve Moran on the Federal Open Market Committee. He's back doing a hedge fund. I mean, because Jerome Powell wouldn't resign, Steve Moran had to go. And so we lost the big dove on the Fed. But what Warsh is going to do, he's going to remake the Fed from the bottom up. And they're going to create a narrative that they've been doing things wrong. They've been the tail on the dog. They need to be the nose of the dog. They need to anticipate better. They need to have better econometric models. So that's what's going on. And I'm still expecting a rate cut later this year. Now, just in case everybody thinks I'm clinically insane, it's because market rates are going down. They're going down today. So if you read the British press, they're misleading you. You know, I can't fix stupid, folks. I don't know why people can't just look at the Treasury yields and realize they're dropping. They're dropping because inflationary pressure is ebbing. Now, we just had a stunning retail sales report up 0.9%. I think 11 of the 13 categories are up. China just had the retail sales decline 0.6%. You see, we are the economic oasis of the world, okay? And the G7 meeting was interesting. Canadian Prime Minister Carney was very complimentary of the Iran deal. He was being nice to President Trump. He's not always that way. He is a European, by the way, even though he's a Canadian Prime Minister. German Chancellor Merz was nice to Trump, brought him a soccer jersey. You know, he said some things that offended him before, like Iran was winning. And Prime Minister Meloni of Italy, who President Trump had a little bit of tiff with because he was criticizing the Pope and all, she seemed to get along with him pretty good, too. But basically, they're all sucking up to America because they need our business. You know, it's pretty simple. You know, the Irish economy is supposed to contract 2.7%. Why? Because a lot of the stuff we used to make over there, like pharmaceuticals, is now being made here. And so it's going to be very interesting, okay? Now, we're still at war with Europe on technology. The European Central Bank president gave a speech in Vienna, far away from the G7, about why they have to regulate tech companies and stuff. And, you know, she's a bureaucrat. And so we'll see how that gets resolved. Trump did have a bunch of tech executives at the G7 to try to, you know, make things work better. But folks, this is a stunning environment. Analysts are revising estimates higher. Micron's going to announce here pretty quick. You're going to be shocked by their sales and earnings. It's going to be the strongest of any stock this quarter. And we have the Russell realignment that's going to help boost all the small cap and mid cap stocks as they get out of the Russell 2000, 1000 indices. That's the mechanical buying pressure. There's a lot of indexing out there, and they're all going to be popping the last Monday of the month. So I'm excited. I want you to be excited. The second half of June, seasonally strong. So hang on, enjoy the ride. Again, oil prices lower than before the war started. Treasury bond yields falling. With new Fed chairman reworking the Fed. By the way, he stopped forward guidance. He already did that. And he's going to work on building consensus, and he's going to start with the bottom up, okay? And so I feel good. I just think it's time to grow and prosper. And of course, when this quarter's over, you're getting upward GDP revisions. When this quarter's over, you will see stunning GDP growth next quarter. Next quarter is where we're going to hit 5 to 6% GDP growth. So enjoy it, folks. This is an economic renaissance. It's just unreal what's unfolding. And the only problem is there's big order backlog. So a lot of these companies are going to have good earnings for up to 3 years. So because of what's in the pipeline. So let's enjoy it. And everybody enjoy the long weekend. Obviously, the market's closed on Friday. So enjoy, everybody. You deserve it, and I hope you're having fun. I know I am.